This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the Fan, McGonagall here with you for a 5-hour midnight ride as we take you all the way till 5 a.m. in the warm-up show. 888-808-1019, taking your calls all the way through. We got Fleas on the other side, and we got you again till 5 a.m. in the warm-up show. Well, this spring training sucks. I mean, it's unbelievable. We got Met injuries, and of course, the news of the day that broke, I don't know, later last night. Again, we don't even know if it's news that broke, but it's what we're all expecting to hear. As it sounds like Gerrit Cole, who woke up on Friday morning with a troubling feeling in his elbow, is going to need Tommy John surgery. He's been given, according to Jim Bowden of MLB Network, I believe the reports are that he has been informed that he should have Tommy John surgery, and he's looking for a second opinion. We heard that yesterday or Saturday when he spoke to the media talking about going to get a second opinion. Alarming. Brian Cashman earlier in the day told David Lennon he's expecting the worst but hoping for the best. And we got the worst as an absolute debacle of a spring training continues. I mean, you've got now Cole needing Tommy John. You've lost Luis Gil for at least half the season. You have no idea when Giancarlo Stanton's coming back. I mean, do we even throw in the DJ LeMahieu injury? Does it even matter at this point? But the main thing to me is we look at this team, right? And we can talk about expectations. And I will still tell you, there's going to be a rousing comeback at the end of this Open. But I will tell you right now, what happened, and the main thing to me is, this team pivoted off of losing Juan Soto. And really, what the hell, nothing good has happened to this Yankee team since Freddie Freeman hit that home run in game one. From that moment on, you got the Juan Soto home run, the three-run homer that sends them to the World Series. They're winning game one. And then Freddie Freeman hits a home run, and from that moment on, nothing has gone right. And we can argue about the different signings they had in the offseason and the way they pivoted. And I know many Yankee fans preferred this. I was a Plan B sucks guy. And this is why. This is why Plan B sucks. Because you need as many great players as possible. And I'm looking at this team right now. And I had belief in this team that they were the best team in the American League. And we said that over and over again. We just spewed it out like it was a fact. And it was. It felt like a fact. Felt like a fact to me. When you look at the down American League, you look at what the Astros now are. the off seasons that were had by some of the other playoff teams outside of the Red Sox, not a lot going on. You're hoping, if you're a Texas Rangers fan, that they'll just bounce back, you know, maybe DeGrom being healthy. Boston made some moves. But ultimately, you look around the American League, the New York Yankees were the best team. And they pivoted off of losing Juan Soto. Sure, they added Bellinger. Sure, they added, you know, Goldschmidt. They are going to have Jazz for a full season. Dominguez is going to come up and hopefully be a better left field option. We'll see if he can play defense. But offensively than Verdugo was last year. Wells emerged in the second half. Hopefully he found something to the point where he's hitting leadoff. In lineups where it feels like opening day lineups where everybody's in the lineup, you've got Wells hitting leadoff for the New York Yankees. That would be the first time a catcher has ever hit leadoff for the New York Yankees. And so there was reason to be a little positive about the lineup. It wasn't going to be as good as with Juan Soto. I don't think anyone said that. But, hey, maybe there's more decent hitters. Maybe it's a little bit of a deeper lineup. But ultimately, this team pivoted off of losing Juan Soto to defense and pitching. That's where they pivoted. And the first thing they did, and we can quibble all we want, and we will. And we'll have the discussion about whether or not to give long contracts or sign big deals. Well, I'll tell you this, and maybe I'm in the minority, I'm pretty damn happy. We'll see how the next 8 years go with Max Fried. Hell, I don't even know if he's going to make it through tomorrow the way the spring training is going. But I'm pretty damn happy the New York Yankees gave a bad contract to Max Fried because at least they have an ace. And that's exactly where they pivoted. And I know there's some grumbles that there was some thought. You know, listen, did they go right to Max Fried the first thing this free agency, the first thing after Juan Soto did not sign with the New York Yankees and chose the New York Mets as that report came out? And we'll get to that as well. It wasn't just the money, you fools. He wanted to be a Met. But after they lose Juan Soto, the first thing they do is go give 8 years to Max Fried. The very first thing they do. Now, that has brought up the idea that they knew something was wrong with Gerrit Cole, and they should have allowed him to opt out and not given him any, and said, screw you, take a walk. You want to opt out? Forget just the last 10, the 10th year of the contract. Forget it. You're goodbye. We don't want you anymore. I know a lot of Yankee fans will feel that way today, and we don't know exactly. Listen, he was pitching. They sent him back out. He was getting lit up in the second inning of spring training. We can talk about whether or not this was a smart idea for the New York Yankees. But if the New York Yankees had a real feel like there was anything wrong with Gerrit Cole's arm, would they allow him to throw almost 30 pitches in the second inning, come out before the inning ends, and then come back in? If they thought he had elbow problems, if they thought there was a significant reason other than just any pitcher can go down at any moment, and he did have elbow injuries concerned last year, I don't know if there was an imminent idea that at any moment Cole is in trouble, or that the idea that that elbow is in a position where he's going to go down at some point, so let's go get Max Fried. But I think it was a little bit of, hey, he's aging, he did have elbow injuries last year, pitching is such as it is, guys get hurt, let's make sure we have another ace at the top of the rotation. And they went out and did that. And they do have Max Fried. But if you want to talk about expectations, if you want to talk about what this team could be, what this team was supposed to be, the idea from the upper echelon of the organization, whether it be the owner who doesn't want to spend any more money, or whether it be Brian Cashman, they put this team together with the idea of they were going to solve the ills of last year's problem. It's actually funny. They have a tendency to do this. If you look at 24, right, offensively they sucked in 23. What do? They move heaven and earth and trade away Michael King and another big-time pitching prospect and really, you know, two or three pitching prospects that they could use right now for Juan Soto to bring offense to the team after a 23 season where there was no offense. And last year, the defense was bad. The base running was bad. They got more athletic, and they pivoted to run prevention because they knew they weren't going to be as good offensively. So when you looked at this team, and I was as, you know, gung-ho as anyone, as I normally am with the New York Yankees, I was as gung-ho as anyone looking at this roster, looking at the rest of the American League, and thinking this team is absolutely has a chance, is the best team in the American League, should get back to the World Series, has every opportunity to do what they couldn't do last year. But you look at it now, I still think, and I will still tell you, the New York Yankees are a playoff team. I still feel that way. You look at the rotation, you look at the offense, and you look at they have the best hitter on the planet. And as long as they have him, and you go back to that ugly 23 season when the offense was putrid, they were 10 games above 500 in June, and they were beaten. They took 2 out of 3 from L.A. in that series where he ran into the wall. And then from that moment on, it was a disaster. With Aaron Judge, this is a playoff team in this American League. I have very little doubt as long as he stays healthy. But as far as expectations, this was supposed to be a rotation that was as good as any in baseball this side of maybe the Dodgers, who brought in everyone in the offseason. Like, outside of the Dodgers, this is the best rotation in baseball. Right? Seattle's right there with them, but Seattle has no offense. Seattle's bullpen's not as good. This was supposed to be the best pitching staff in baseball. That's where the Yankees were going to go about winning. They weren't going to be the best offense in the league. They weren't going to lead the league in runs like they did last year. They weren't going to have Ruth and Mantle or, they weren't going to have, Ruth and Gehrig or Mantle and Maris or Ortiz and Ramirez. Like, they didn't have that 3-4, 2-3 in the middle of the lineup like they did last year, but they spread it out over a whole lineup. They're a little bit deeper. 7-8-9 hopefully could be better. You're relying on a lot of ifs and buts. I understand that, but that was the idea. But it was about this rotation and what the hit that this rotation has now taken in spring training, losing its ace, who, say what you want about him, like, last year came back from the injury and maybe wasn't his Cy Young self. Look at how many of his starts out of the 17 he made did he give up 3 runs or less. Look at how he pitched in the postseason. Yeah, the fifth inning fell apart. He was throwing a no-hitter up until that point. He was dominant. And then after that fifth inning fell apart, he came back out there, bad elbow and all, and still continued to pitch and shut down the Dodgers after that inning and give the Yankees a chance to still win that baseball game. Cole is an enormous part of this team. He still is one of the best pitchers in baseball when he's on the mound, and this is a devastating blow. It is. Now, it's also a starting pitcher who pitches once every fifth day. You can get through it over the course of the regular season. I still believe that. And as long as Max Fried can stay healthy, right, they're going to get Luis Gil back at some point, you would hope and expect, even if it's over the summer. And the question is, who's going to step up? Because with the New York Yankees, let's be honest, I say this, we all say this, when they fail, when they lose in the postseason, going back a long time, going back to Joe Torre era, when they lose in the postseason, it's because they don't hit. It's been this way over and over and over again. They haven't always had the Gerrit Coles of the world. They haven't always had one of the best rotations. They've often relied on lesser starting pitching. But for the most part, this team always finds a way to at least be serviceable with the pitching staff. It always comes down to the offense. Always does. And looking at this rotation, I don't look at it as the best in the American League anymore. Obviously, how could you? I don't even look at it as better than last year's. That was supposed. It was supposed to be, all right, the offense takes a hit. The rotation and the bullpen are much better. That's what you were hoping on. That's what they're building this season on. That's the expectations of hopefully getting the Yankees their first championship since 2009 was based on the idea is they have the best rotation in the American League and they have the best bullpen in the American League. That's what it was based on. And now as you lose Giancarlo Stanton to the offense, as we still don't know, as the latest we've heard from him is that it's severe, considered extremely severe in both elbows. He's getting his third PRP injection. And he has no expectations or no idea when he's going to even begin baseball activities. So the offense isn't as good as we hoped, even though we knew it would be down. And the rotation that we were expecting to be one of the best in all of baseball and the best in the American League is now just pedestrian. That's the bottom line. And it doesn't mean that the World Series or bust expectations are gone. And it doesn't mean that the Yankees shouldn't look to make a move. We'll go through some of the free agent options that they could sign. Some of the options you could trade. I wouldn't expect anything right now. I think they're going to roll with Cookie Carrasco. I think they're going to roll with Marcus Stroman. I think they're hoping that Will Warren can be last year's Luis Gil. And that's really the question, because if you look at it, let's be honest. I know we're all down on the team. I know we hate Brian Cashman and hate the owner. But This team finds a way. Someone steps up. Last year it was Luis Gil. Who's going to step up for the New York Yankees this season to put them in a position to win this division, which they still are in? So yes, it's a devastating blow. Yes, the idea that this rotation is going to be good enough to carry them through and pick up the offense where it's limited from last year. Right? They were throwing two aces at you. They were throwing the rookie of the year at you, a steady Clark Schmidt. And Carlos Rodon, who I still think over the course of the regular season, over 30 starts, is still a pretty damn good three-starter. Now, he's extremely overpaid, and we can argue about his contract all day long, but the fact of the matter is, the guy is still wins a lot of games for the New York Yankees, and should win a lot of games for the New York Yankees, and over the course of the regular season, is someone you can still count on to have a good year as a starting pitcher. Big game, I'm worried. Big game against the Red Sox, even in the regular season, I'm worried. Postseason, I'm terrified. But over the course of the year, when you're talking about 28 games a year, this injury isn't something that should hinder the Yankees from still being a playoff team. But what it does do is put them in a position right now where this rotation's not elite. It's not good enough to carry an offense that's going to not be as good as last year. The bullpen that's dealing with its own injuries is going to have to step up. Devin Williams is going to have to be one of the best closers in baseball. We're going to have to keep Ian Hamilton healthy. All of these guys at the back end of the bullpen, you're waiting for Loaiza to come back in June. All these guys are going to have excellent seasons, and this pitching staff is going to have to find a way, because this team is not built on offense. It's built on pitching and defense. And right now, the Gerrit Cole injury is an absolute killer to the idea that that will carry them. And that's why I will still sit here today. I know people are going to say, oh, you can trade for, you know, Alcantara. You could, you know, sign this one or trade for that one. Maybe Michael King is still available. You know, maybe they're still looking at in San Diego to move on from Dylan Cease. There's options. Trade this one. Stop bugging prospects. Blah, blah, blah. Or you'll go the opposite way and say, forget this whole year. Let's just play the kids. It's a meaningless season. Both of you are wrong. This team is still good enough in this American League to play, be a playoff team. And right now, I don't see any major trades coming. I don't see anything done to this rotation. I am still on improve this offense. If this isn't enough, if losing Gerrit Cole, if losing Stanton for God knows how long, if losing Luis Gil, if watching all of these injuries happen in the middle of the still right Cole and Judge window isn't enough to get this owner to spend some money. I understand. We could yell about how it's spent. We can yell about Brian Cashman. I'm sure you all will at 888-808-1019. We'll get into some of the different reasons why we're in this spot as New York Yankee fans. But this owner can scream all he wants about $300 million is enough to have a winning team. And you know what? I don't think he's wrong. It should be enough. It should be enough. But when you're dealing with these injuries, you have the season last year, you specifically said, the owner came out and said he's got a chip on his shoulder. You've lost Stanton in the middle of your lineup. You don't have a third baseman. You don't have a DH. You don't have your ace starting pitcher. You don't have your rookie of the year starting pitcher. You have to go out and improve this team. You have to be willing to spend money, whether it's Nolan Arenado. I think without a DH, you know, without a DH, it makes more sense to go get. It makes more sense to me to go get Luis Arraez. I don't have to play him in second base. He could DH. He can lead off. He solves a lot of problems. If that's still available, if there is an option to go get Nolan Arenado, if there's an option to go get Luis Arraez, if there is an opportunity to improve this offense, I would still rather that. I trust the Yankees to solve the pitching issues. They consistently do year after year. They consistently do. They consistently, with names we've never heard of, have one of the best bullpens in baseball. They consistently get it done in the pitching market. The problem is, as it always is, the offense. And why did they get to the World Series last year? Not because their pitching was great. Hell, Clay Holmes, who's killing it for the Mets, we'll get to that, blew more saves than anyone in the history of baseball. Or at least it felt that way. The back end of the bullpen wasn't good. The rotation was dealing with injuries. Cole was missing the whole year. Stroman fell apart. And yet when they lost in the World Series, it's about offense. And what got them to the World Series, despite not having the best of pitching? What was the difference between 09 and all the years in between? Juan Soto. And that dynamic of him and Judge got them to the World Series. And Stanton going crazy got them to the World Series. That's the difference. So despite Cole, as devastating as an injury as it is, I'm still on go out there and prove this offense. 888-808-1019. And I'm still on, as long as Judge is healthy, the New York Yankees are a playoff team. No one's throwing parades for playoff teams. They're going to have to improve themselves, whether it be now or at the trade deadline. But this Yankee season isn't over. Not just call up Lombard and Spencer Jones and play all the kids because the season is meaningless. It's not. You're still in a window where you need to win a championship. The team is still a playoff team in the American League, and they're going to have to add, whether it be now or at the deadline, to improve maybe the rotation, certainly the offense, maybe even add to a strength if there are prominent relievers available at the deadline. Something's going to have to happen, but this team is still a playoff team and has an opportunity to do the same thing that we all thought it could do at the start of the year. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll take a quick break, come back with your calls. We'll get to, obviously, the quarterback situation, as a ton of NFL news dropped yesterday. Both of these teams looking for quarterbacks. How many different options are there? For all you people who said Aaron Rodgers is a bum, Aaron Rodgers sucks, why would the Giants be interested? Sounds like the entire NFL is interested. So we'll get into that. We'll get into Josh Allen's enormous contract, what we expect as legal tampering starts tomorrow. Free agency starts on Wednesday. A lot of football to get to. Rangers with a brutal weekend. And the ace of the New York Yankees likely headed to Tommy John.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgery. When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 12:30. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. The ramifications of losing Gerrit Cole. Now, again, we don't know for sure. It sounds like, whatever the case may be, it's going to be a while. But Jim Bowden reported yesterday that the initial suggestion from the doctors viewing the imaging of Cole's elbow is to have Tommy John, and they're looking for a second opinion, trying to find if there's a way to avoid having Tommy John. But either way, let's just assume that's accurate, because everything you've heard, obviously, it's not good. Cole talked the other day about, looking for a second opinion and still having hope. Same thing was said by Brian Cashman earlier on Sunday. Like, second opinions, and we're hoping and hopeful, and I still have faith. Those are things you say when you know the news and the diagnosis is bad. So the Yankees are looking at losing Cole and Luis Gil to this rotation that was supposed to be the driving force of the team. That was supposed to be the strength. Now they still do have an ace. And that's why I'm mixed on, we could talk. It's an interesting conversation on how to build a rotation. Right? Because obviously right now we are so Met Yankee crazy to the point where, I can't tell you how disgusted, how many Met fans are hitting me up, joyous at the idea that he's hurt. Like, We have never reached high. We are at the pinnacle of Met Yankee bat because the Mets are really good. And Juan Soto, obviously. But the Mets are really good. They've got a young executive. They had an incredible year last year. They signed Juan Soto. They have the richest owner in the sport. And it is at an all-time high where we are just celebrating everyone's misfortune. It's really stupid. I saw a million Yankee fans commenting on Soto, you know, not misplaying a tough line drive in a game in spring training. In a game that what? I mean, didn't he just went 3-for-3. Like, he's Juan Soto. We all know what he is. Yeah, he's not a great right fielder. But, like, the Yankee fans have to celebrate that. And then the Met fans have to celebrate the Cole injury news. And then the Yankee fans have to celebrate Alvarez. And we'll get to Alvarez and his, you know, hammock bone. And then the Met fan can't just be happy that, you know, Clay Holmes is pitching well. It's ha, ha, ha. Look what we did to a failed Yankee closer. Like you've already solved that. Like, you already know what that is 3 starts into his spring training. Like, yeah, oh, no, Clay Holmes is going to win the Cy Young. He hasn't given up a run yet. He struck out 8 guys in 2 3 1/3. You see that? Here comes the Cy Young. And I'm not even saying he won't be good. I'm just saying, like, this is where we are. Where we're just constantly, as Met and Yankee fans, we are completely looking to take the other one down at every turn. And we'll see if that makes for fun or it gets obnoxious after a while. But you talk about how to build a rotation, and clearly the Yankees and Mets have done it completely different. And I've criticized the Mets for how they've handled it. As well, I'll call it smart. I think it is smart. But at some point, if you want to win, I do think you have to take a chance on a free agent here or there. You can't have a hard and fast rule. And we'll see if they do. It's only been 2 years. But they seem to want to build it through short-term deals, maybe finding an arm that they find value in. They ran to go give Montas a $17 million a year deal for 2 years. I'm not even knocking it. I'm just saying they must have seen something in Montas. He's hurt now. But they must have seen something, and that's how they're going about it. They're taking these short-term deals on guys who've had prior success, or they feel they see something that they can change. The Yankees treat the bullpen a lot like that. Where they're not going to go out for the most part. I mean, I know they traded for Devin Williams, but a lot of it's like Weaver or, you know, Clay Holmes coming over from Pittsburgh, Wandy Peralta coming over from the San Francisco Giants, the guys who are middling or eh. And then they think, I think we see something, we can fix them and make them better. And the Mets are treating the rotation that way. And ultimately, it keeps you away from bad contracts, sure. Keeps you away from paying $35, $36 million for a pitcher who's about to have Tommy John surgery. Absolutely, it does. And last year, it worked perfectly. But I'll tell you this right now, like, looking at it, I am glad. And as much as I'll tell you, the rotation, they can recover from injuries in the rotation. I am glad the Yankees went out there and spent on Max Fried. We'll find out. Maybe there'll be a year. Most likely there will be. In 3, 4, 5, whenever, 6, 7, 8 years, in one of those years, there's going to be the news like this about Max Fried. And you're going to have a high-end, big-time money contract not pitching. But the New York Yankees also have right now an ace that could step up in Gerrit Cole's absence. So we can call it a bad contract, but I'm glad he's on the team, and that's the contract they took to get him. As opposed to if Kodai Senga goes down, now you're relying on lesser pitchers that you were hopeful could do anything. Now, it might work. It might work. If you're really good at it, it might work. But right now, that seems to be, you know, a major difference in how both teams are thinking, and it's fascinating to see who's going to win out. Last year, Mets didn't, I mean, both teams really had good rotations. Both teams had ultimate success. One was in the championship series. The other one went to the World Series. So both teams were very successful. We'll see. I would tell you the rotation was better for the Mets, and what they did with less was remarkable. But it's hard to do that year in and year out. And same thing with the Yankees. Eventually, you sign these guys. Yeah, sure. I'm telling you today, as a Yankee fan of the 2025 Yankees, I'm thrilled that they signed Max Fried to a big long-term deal. Because they got a great pitcher who now can step up and still feel like the Yankees have an ace. In 3 years from now, how will I feel about it? I don't know. I don't know. It's an interesting question on how to go about looking at rotations from here on out. But for me, I'm still about the offense. The offense is still the issue right now. It's still what I would go out and impact and try and bring in. You've got too many, like, pitching is fickle. And, you know, you can go out and get Lance Lynn. You can go out and get some of these star Gibson who's still out there in free agency. I don't know what it does for you. I don't know how impactful he will be compared to whoever else you're going to throw out there. To me, when you don't have a third baseman and you don't have a DH, now is the time to go improve the offense. There are options out there. There are better options than what they are presenting right now. And ultimately, the offense is more important. And we've got to find out who's going to step up for the New York Yankees, because someone will. Mark my words. Someone will. Will it be Will Warren? Me and Fleegs were just talking about it. I would say that right now, you want to talk about pressure? Sure, Max Fried coming over, trying to earn the contract. Now he's the ace of the staff. There's some pressure on him. Aaron Judge is always pressure, but he's a great player. Cody Bellinger, right, having a good spring. Pseudo-replacing Juan Soto. No Stanton. He's going to have to step up and have a good year. Obviously, Jason Dominguez to figure out left field. Volpe in his third season. But right now, with these injuries to the rotation, Carlos Rodon might be the player with the most pressure on him on the New York Yankees. Someone who's going to have to step up. Someone who's being paid like an ace. Now, none of us think of him like an ace. No one expects him to step up and be the ace. But he's getting paid a lot of money. And it's time for him. This is a huge season for him. I think I talk about this a lot. There are pitchers and players that you can point to and say, as he goes, so will the team. I think right now you could look at Carlos Rodon as one of those pieces. If Carlos Rodon finds himself, and he hasn't had a great spring, I don't really care about it all that much. Not for a veteran pitcher, at least. I really don't care. I'm glad Will Warren's having a good spring. But a veteran pitcher, either, you know, would you like to see Goldschmidt at 37 have a good spring? Yes. Would you like to see, you know, Jason Dominguez have a good spring at 22? Yes. Carlos Rodon, I really don't care. But if he can step up and be the pitcher he was in Chicago and for the San Francisco Giants, well, now all of a sudden you do kind of have two aces at the top of the rotation. Now all of a sudden that rotation feels a hell of a lot better. Now all of a sudden you can kind of live with either Carrasco or Stroman or Will Warren at the bottom of the rotation. Like there are guys who are going to have to step up. Can Will Warren be last year's Luis Gil? Because remember, we're in the same boat as Yankee fans, and the Yankees are in the same boat they were last year at this time. No Cole. There's no guarantee he was going to come back. He wasn't having season-ending surgery, but there was no guarantee at the time. And that rotation at the beginning of the year was the best in baseball. I think they broke the record for most consecutive starts with every starting pitcher making it at least through the fourth in the history of baseball. Stroman was great. Rodon was good. Luis Gil stepped up and was the ace of the staff. They're going to need that again this year. But ultimately, still for me, go out and improve the offense. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Frank in White Plains. What's up, Frank?
I have a lot of respect for you and your show, but I don't agree with you like you're saying Mets and Yankees and the other teams. Look, maybe of course I'm going to root for Mets, but I'm not going to root for Yankees to get hurt, for the players. You know, I feel bad for players to get hurt. Really, I do. And I tell you the truth. Last year when Yankees played Dodgers, I root for Yankees to beat Dodgers.
Frank, I wasn't. I know
it's fair to, like, people. I'm not saying you about special you. You know, you know your show. I don't have to tell you these things. But like us fans, other people, you know, outside people, I don't think it's fair to go and root. I hope this guy gets hurt.
That was my point. I agree, Frank. It's not right. And I know sometimes, and thank you for the call, sometimes you're sitting there in your car or whatever and you think I'm talking directly to you. I wasn't saying, you know, Frank, quit rooting for injuries. But it's just out there. It feels like it's a it's really become, well, one, Twitter's always toxic. But it's just on social media and with a lot of Met fans, Yankee fans right now, it's become kind of this, we wait so we could jump on them for something. Oh, Juan Soto misplayed a ball on right. Ha, 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 ha. Right? It was a little similar. Like it was when that terrible loss for the Eagles. When Barkley dropped that pass, like, oh, suddenly it was like, ha-ha, enjoy him. Yeah, they enjoyed him. But, like, we get like that. And then, oh, look at the Yankees. Oh, what a mess. So quick to enjoy an injury. But, I mean, this Yankee team, to me, look, it's about offense. And the season isn't over. Like that, I know a lot of Yankee fans are going to feel this way. The season's not over. They're not dead. It's not that they have no chance. They have a chance. They absolutely have a chance. And again, I'm hearing this like because I've been getting into it again. Yankees blew the Judge Cole window by failing to. Yes, they haven't won a championship in the Judge Cole window. Judge is getting older. He's going to be 33, and Cole now is probably gone for all of this year and maybe even half of next year. So we'll see. And who knows what he's going to be when he comes back from Tommy John, if he even has Tommy John. But let's go under that assumption right now. Here's the issue I have with that. Like, yeah. You know, is it not up to Cole and Judge to perform in the window? Like, that's the only thing. Like, Judge is the best hitter in the world. I will still say that. It's a fact. For 162 games in a baseball season, he's won two MVPs in the last 3 years. He's hit 50 home runs three times in his career. He is the best power hitter. He's hit for well above 300 the last 2 years. At different times over the last 3 years, he's been in the Triple Crown conversation. He's the best hitter in the world. He hit under 100 in the world. He was terrible in the postseason. In 22, right? I just got into an argument with a guy on Twitter. He's like, oh, they weren't good enough in 22. You know, they haven't been good enough. They won their division. They won 99 games. And they got swept, yes, by the Astros. Okay. Judge hit under 100. Like, does that not have to, like, Judge and Cole's window. Cole got lit up in the wild card game in 21, and Cole didn't cover first in the World Series. And Judge hasn't hit in the postseason in 22 or 24. Like, that window is because they're great players. If they don't perform like great players, like, is that a faulty of, because if Judge hit in the World Series, what do we think happens? Do they win the World Series? I don't know. But it's closer than it's. They win more than one game if Judge hits in the World Series. Like they have, Judge has to perform. Is that a faulty of the New York Yankees? Is that a problem with Brian Cashman because he's built the team around the best hitter in baseball and paid him $40 million, and they rely on him? You have to rely on guys. Corey Seager was relied on by the Texas Rangers. He went crazy in the postseason. That's why they won. Freddie Freeman's relied upon by the Los Angeles Dodgers. He went crazy in the World Series. That's why they won. Ohtani had a huge Mets series. That's why they won. Your best player's got to perform. The Yankees' best player has not performed. As much as I'll tell you he has in the past and I expect him to in the future, I can't deny what's happened the last couple of years. Last year's team was good enough to win the World Series. They didn't. The 2022 team was good enough to win the World Series. They didn't. Cole didn't hit. Judge didn't hit. Judge hit under hit like 100 in the Astros series. I'll tell you this right now. The Yankees can go get a third baseman. The Yankees can go get a left fielder. The Yankees can go trade for Dylan Cease. The Yankees could do everything you want them to do. The Yankees could go, you know, they could have went balls to the wall and have a $390 million payroll like the Dodgers. And they could have an all-star third baseman. They could have signed Alex Bregman for third. They could have, once they knew Stanton wasn't healthy, they could have went out and, I don't know, done anything you wanted them to do. Trade for anyone you wanted them to trade. Sign any bat you wanted them to sign. If Judge hits under 100 in the series, they're going to lose it. Plain and simple. They could do everything else. I'll tell you right now. Looking at the World Series last year, if Freddie Freeman didn't go nuts, they lose to the Yankees. They've lost. I know they didn't have Ohtani, but they had Mookie Betts. They had Freddie Freeman. They had a really dominant team. They won 100-plus games, and they lost to the Arizona Diamondbacks in the playoffs. Why? Because Mookie Betts, prior to last year, had a five-year run or a four-year run from 21 to 23 where he was the worst postseason player in baseball. Look at Mookie Betts' numbers in between those years. He was awful. They lost. And that's what it's going to come down to with this team. The best players are going to have to perform. The season's not over because they lost Gerrit Cole. It's not over. There's still moves to be made. There'll be the trade deadline. They'll have to improve. Let's see what this team looks like. Let's see what kind of year Bellinger has. Let's see what kind of year Goldschmidt, Goldie has. Let's see. And let's see what kind of year Aaron Judge has. But I look around the American League, they are still one of the top teams in the American League. Now they're in the middle of the pack. Prior to this injury, even prior to just this injury, including the Stanton injury, including the Luis Gil injury, I looked at the Yankees as the best team in the American League. Now, they're one of the best teams in the American League. Now they're in the mix as one of the better teams in the American League. It's going to be a battle all year long. The division is completely up for grabs. The Red Sox are every bit as good as they are. But the season's not over. It shouldn't be treated as such. Don't call up, do not put Spencer Jones in the outfield every day. Do not give third base to a 19-year-old kid because he's had a good spring. The season's not over. It's not about rebuilding. It's about winning a championship this very season. Cole or no Cole. That's what it's about. That is still the dynamic. That is still what's expected. That is still what we should be looking at. Are they as good as they were yesterday? No. But this team is still supposed to go out there and win a championship. That doesn't change because Cole got hurt. And I still think they're capable of it. Not the team is presently constituted. They have to make moves. They have to make moves. They still have options. They still guys they could trade for now. There's still free agents they could sign right now. And there's still guys they could trade for at the deadline. Hal has to be willing to spend. Now this is enough. That's what this, to me, this is what it's about. Obviously, the Cole injury is terrible. It sucks. We can go on and on about how much it hurts. The question is Hal going to look at this and say, well, I can't just sit on my hands while my team is falling apart. While I'm dealing with all of these injuries, I can't just say, well, we'll see. I have to be willing to add payroll. I have to be willing to do more. I'd love to have a $300 million team be good enough. It's not the case at the moment. Will Hal be moved to make a move by this injury?
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champions of the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 12:57, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Just a disaster of a spring. Now we got Alvarez for the Mets. Going to be gone 4 to 6 weeks with a broken bone in his hand. The hammock bone, the same one that... 6 to 8 weeks? I'm sorry, what did I say? 4 to 6. 6 to 8, even worse. And, I mean, that's just... Now look, can the Mets make it through without Alvarez? Sure. He hasn't even really... proven himself hasn't done much really. I mean, he's had stretches, but there's been some bad stretches too. But the Mets can overcome that injury. It's just unbelievable, man, the amount of injuries. Now they've lost two to the rotation. We'll see. Manaea, the word was the other day that he was going to get more scans. At least that's the report on Friday. I haven't heard over the weekend. But he was going to get another round of scans. And if everything was clear on the oblique, he was going to start throwing. So that would be somewhere in between the 7 and 14 days. It's somewhere like 10, 11 days without throwing. I don't know where he would be. I would think the end of April if he starts throwing right now. But, I mean, they've lost Montas for a while. Now Alvarez. The Yankees are just devastated by injuries. This spring sucked, man. All you care about is coming out healthy, especially for two teams with World Series championship aspirations. The most,
and there's
part.
Still 2.5 weeks of games that don't matter.
I know.
Plus all the workouts.
Scary. It's scary. I don't even want these guys to play. Just sit everybody. It's unbelievable. I know. It's still 2.5 weeks. And, I mean, the Cole injury is just a brutal injury. There's nothing else to say other than I still think that they're a playoff team and they're going to have – the question is whether Hal is going to step up and actually get something done. But
has there been a major spring training injury this year to a player on a non-New York team that we can think of?
It doesn't feel like – I mean, there's some. Who's the starting pitcher for Baltimore who's now starting the season on the IL? The young kid, what's his name?
Oh, Grayson Rodriguez.
Grayson Rodriguez. Obviously, Christian Walker has an oblique injury for Houston. But, like, devastating? I don't know if there is another. There's a couple of, like, you know, annoying ones that might cost a little bit of time for players at the start of the year. But, no, I can't think of another devastating long-term see you in mid-season or Tommy John or anything like that for any other major team. It's been a brutal spring training.